I'm rolling tape right now. We used to say that.
Hey, hi, everybody.
We used to say that back in the old days, rolling tape. Actually, everything's on, it's all digital. 99.1 PLR, Mike Lapatino here, and my old friend Bill Payne of Little Feet. And I have a history with you, Bill. I really do. And I know you've been around for years and meet so many people. But for me, you know, I got into music when I first saw the Beatles in 1964, and I've been that way ever since. So talking to you, one of my favorite bands, you know, of course, Little Feet, you came up in the studio back in 1991. It was you, Fred Tackett, and Paul Barrer. And it was in, you. I think you were playing at the Palace Theater in Waterbury. You guys performed on the air live with me, and it's just been such a treat since then. I told you about my...
Oh, thank you.
I'm telling you, you guys are awesome, and I miss Paul. I interviewed him several times, too, and I interviewed him the last time was, I think, shortly before he passed, and such a great guy. It really was. And Fred Tackett, Freddie Tackett. I always call him Freddie because I have an older brother named Fred that I call Freddie. And he's a great dude too, you know. And the whole band, you know. And a lot of people don't realize there's like two Little Feets. There's Little Feet that got together in 1969, and then it parted ways in 1979. And a lot of things were going on back then. Then 10 years later, a lot of people got reintroduced to the band. You know, with the album Let It Roll. And that was, you know, just an incredible album. And then again, another time I saw you too, I'm gushing a little bit, is when you played with the Dead at Giant Stadium, and it was on Father's Day in 1991.
Oh, okay.
And I'll never forget it. That's a good thing. So it's the last farewell tour, huh? This is going to be it. I mean, for Little Feet, not for you, because I think you'll be playing keyboards forever.
Well, you know, this is probably going to take a couple of years, 2.5 years to bring back to Doc. But even after that, if we still feel like recording, doing, you know, special gigs here and there, going on cruises, we'll just see where we're at. But it's probably going to take 2.5 years to wind this thing down.
Do you still do the Jamaican thing, the Jamaica Festival?
It happened in a few years, so... We've gone to a couple other places. I think Key West was one of them. We were up in Woodstock last year, I think. So we're changing it up a little bit.
Which is good. You know, looking at the early albums and stuff, and what I really like is how Robert Palmer, I don't know if you got to actually work with him or not, but here's an Englishman. I always called him the James Bond of rock and roll because he was such a great, handsome guy. I mean, look, you know, but he was into your music big time. I mean, the whole New Orleans sound, everything else. And of course, did Sneakin' Sally Through the Alley and did it incredible. And another fellow that we lost at a very young age as well. But what an incredible performer. And it's just how your music kind of transcends worldwide. I just love that.
Oh, thank you. Now, Robert was a lovely guy. We recorded with him a record called Pressure Drop.
Yes.
After he recorded, you know, Selling Through the Alley with Lowell and the Meters about 6 months or 8 months before that. So.
Yeah, I tell you.
We're making peace still family now, that's right.
I certainly missed. You know, also talking about albums, I always say my three favorite live albums are Allman Brothers Live at the Fillmore East, The Who Live at Leeds, and this is my personal favorites, and of course, Waiting for Columbus. I mean, that is just an incredible, incredible live album. And it's even better because I got real friendly with Emilio Castillo and the Doc. You know, when they would come up to New Haven, play at Toad's Place, and two great, great guys, too, with Tower of Power. I mean, there's nothing like seeing those guys in concert, and having them on the album was just probably a real treat for you guys.
It sure was. Those guys are from Oakland, of course, and we'd heard them back in the day, and I think Lowell brought them into the project, which was great, because it doesn't get much better than those guys.
Yeah, it does. And originally, are you from the San Francisco area originally, Bill?
I was from Ventura, California, but, you know, born in Texas, but Ventura, California for most of my life. And then in the early days, and then up to Santa Maria. I wanted to live in San Francisco, but I just was too green to figure out how to go about it. So I heard an Uncle Meat album. probably 1969, and I headed south to L.A.
Now, when you met Lowell, Lowell just was let go from, and a lot of people don't know this, from Mothers of Invention, Frank Zappa's band.
Frank, sure was. He wrote that song, Willin', which Frank took offense to because of the drug references. So he thought, Lowell, you ought to do your own band.
Yes, that's so it goes. And that's a lot of things people don't know about Frank Zappa. I mean, he was 100% straight. As I understand it, his biggest vice was caffeine, was coffee. And maybe cigarettes, yeah. I don't know, but he was not a drugger or a boozer either. He was on a straight
guy.
And just an incredible performer. And I'll tell you again, you look at those top guitar players, he's never on that list. And all you got to do is listen to Black Napkins, you know, from Zoot Allure. And who is that guy playing guitar? Now, that's Frank Zappa, man. He just wailed. Unbelievable stuff. So it was kind of good that he wrote Willin', because from there, did you meet him then, or did you already know Lowell at that point?
I met Lowell probably shortly after that, because Ry Cooder had played on that demo. It was an actual demo that we put on the very first Little Feat album. So I had met Ry Cooder when he was with Captain Beefheart.
Oh, yeah, that's
some show up in Wagon Wheel Junction, which is between Oxnard and Ventura, California.
I go to California. I used to, before the COVID thing, I used to travel California every year around March, April. And I would always go and stay in Santa Monica because it's such a beautiful, beautiful city there, too. And Malibu.
Yeah.
L.A. always freaks me out. I don't know why.
I'm
a New Yorker, and I could walk around Harlem, you know, Bedford Stuy, and I'd not have a problem. But I'd walk around L.A. 12 o'clock in the afternoon, sun's bright out, and I feel creepy. It's like, man, get me out of here. But
downtown's a little rough.
So I used to, you know, again, being a New Yorker, I would always go to L.A., rent a convertible, and put on the Beach Boys' Holland album, you know, because I love Sail on Sailor, and drive up the Pacific Coast Highway, and I would get as far as Oxnard, and then turn around and go back.
There you go.
I should have went a little bit further than Santa Barbara, but I'll do that my next trip. But
there you go.
But I'll tell you that. But that whole scene, especially when I'm thinking Laurel Canyon scene, 65, yeah. 75, just incredible stuff that came out, and just incredible music too. But you guys, and again, the original Little Feat was four guys: Roy Estrada on bass, Lowell George, late great Richie Hayward on drums, and you, just four guys.
That's right, and of course, Roy Estrada was from the Mothers of Invention. He was in the original group.
Yeah.
With Help I'm a Rock and all that. So, I wanted to meet Frank. That's why I went to L.A. And then I wound up meeting Lowell George.
and the rest is history until 1979. You know, I mean, you know, a lot of shit went down in the 70s. And I'm not going to get into any of the personal stuff because no one cares about that. You know, the fact is that you work as a band, you put out a whole bunch of albums right up until 1979, and then you kind of went your separate ways. You stayed busy. I'm not sure about the other guys, but you were definitely busy playing, well, actually with the Doobie Brothers a lot, on the road with those guys.
I toured with the Doobie Brothers. I was James Taylor, Stevie Nicks, Paul Simon, Art Garfunkel.
If they needed a keyboard player, they would call Bill Payne and out on the
road. Was.
Yeah. So you spent a good most of your career on the road. I mean, of course, in studio as well, but a lot of traveling with bands.
It's true. And I've got a book coming out next, I think it's in February, called Carnival Ghosts.
Carnival Ghosts. All right.
And it's a memoir. So Doug Brinkley's doing the foreword for the book. Douglas is a presidential historian, and he's got an office down at Bob Dylan's museum in Tulsa, and he's well connected. But
so there was a break.
It's a good book. It tells my story.
Carnival Ghosts, and it should come out in February. I'll put that on the website. let people know when it comes out. I'll definitely be talking about it. And of course, get a copy because, again, you know, I got history with you guys. I remember when you, Paul, and Fred came up and played on the air with me, which was great. And then later that night, you're at the Palace Theater, and you were so kind enough to let me come out and intro the band just like on Waiting for Columbus. Give me an F, give me an E. And I'm telling you, and I think you go right into Old Atlanta or maybe Fat Man in the Bathtub. I'm not sure. But I think about that today, and it's, you know, 30 some odd years ago. And it's like, it's one of the highlights of my life. You know, it's as I approach the seventh decade, actually in the seventh decade of my life, you start to think about, you know, what makes up the fabric of you. And with me, it's all about music. I couldn't play music. I don't have that gift. So I became a disc jockey instead and played the music, you know.
It's funny you say that, man, because when I was a kid, there was a guy named Dick Shipley in Ventura, K-V-E-N. And I went down and met the guy because I won an album, or not an album, I won a 45 single in a contest. And I really wanted to be a DJ growing up, so...
I'm glad you didn't. I'm serious. I'm sure you are too, because you know, the music is, you're just incredible, you know. And if you ever, you know, you could be seen almost in all those bands that you mentioned and videos and just touring. And you're going to be back at the Palace Theater, but they call it College Street Music Hall now. And actually, you were there about 3 or 4 years ago, because I remember seeing the band there. You're going to be there on Friday, May the 29th. And that's such a great venue. And that's where I got to do the Little Feet intro, which was great. So I'll never forget that. So,
get up there again that night and have you introduce us there if you can.
Oh, geez. Hey, listen, I got this on tape. I'm gonna take it with me because I know the guys back there. You know, again, I've been on PLR here for 40 years now doing the afternoon. So,
great, man. Well, I'll make a note of that as well.
All right. Yeah. You gotta talk to Fred about that, though. I think, isn't he? Freddie. I call him Freddie because
Freddie, what's up?
That's great. And who else is in the band? Kenny's still in the band too, right?
Yeah, Kenny Gradney, Sam Clayton.
Sam Clayton,
We have two new members. Scott Sherrard on guitar, vocals. He is fabulous. And Tony Leone is playing drums.
Nice.
He has played with, he played with a lot of folks. I'm trying to think of the senior moment here. But anyway, somebody gave him a compliment a couple of years ago. They said, well, he's not Richie Hayward, but Richie Hayward isn't him.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. So
it is, yeah, because he was incredible. And he passed back in 2009, I believe.
And that was, So Richie was amazing. Tony Leone is amazing as well. And Tony studied Richie. Like one of the first songs we played during COVID, doing long distance recording, we did Long Distance Love. And I remember talking to Tony, who was in New York recording with Charlie Martinez, an engineer. I said, okay, so you got Richie covered. Let me hear Tony Leone now. And he took that extra step, and that's when we brought him into the band.
That's great, I'm telling you. You know, and having Sam on congas and percussion, and you know, the two drummers situation. You know, the Allman Brothers did that. A lot of bands did, of course. Just to me, just adds a lot. You know, to the sound of the band, and you know, going from a 4-piece band to what, 7 pieces now. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, this is a great iteration of this group too. Yeah. I don't know if you heard the latest record was.
A strike up the band.
There's Sam's Place, which was a blues album.
Yeah.
Featuring Sam Clayton. And then we did... Strike up the band. Yeah, another great album. I was just talking to Vance Powell earlier today. He was the engineer and helped produce that record. So,
nice.
Good stuff.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to the show. Once again, it's going to be May 29th, College Street Music Hall here in New Haven. Bill Payne from Little Feet, been together since 1969. Amazing man. If you need a keyboard player, that's the guy to call. He's available. I'll give you his phone number on the air. No, I won't. That I won't do, sir. But I definitely look I look forward to seeing you on the 29th, and I'll get there early. I'll get there early and hang out with the band because I love you guys. I really do. You know,
okay, it'd be good to see you.
It'd be good to see you again, too. Last time I saw you, as I said, it was me, you, and this other guy, Carlos something. I can't remember. Now, Carlos Santana.
Bandana?
Yeah, I think that's a bandana. Is that it? Carlos Bandana.
Well, no, Santana. No, wait.
That's it. You know what? Another nice guy, man. We were sitting there chatting. To me, it seemed like an hour, but it was probably only about 10 minutes. But to me, it's, again, part of the fabric of my life.
He's a terrific person, and what a talent. You know?
He really is. And some good stories, too, he has. So, yes. And like you, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, well, I could write a book on it. Oh, no, I did write a book.
So. Yeah, it's called Carnival Ghosts, and it's coming out in February. Yeah.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey, let me know when it comes out, because I definitely want to get a copy of that.
Oh, I sure will.
All right, Bill. Good talking to you, man. And I can't wait to see you coming up on Friday.
Sounds great. We'll see you soon.
You got it, pal. Thanks.
Okay.